It's kind of weird about Fab starting an intro.
You know? I'm going to take the role. Fab's taking it at the time.
Yes, people, welcome to the Spare Change podcast. You got me here, Fabs. Over here, we've got
Rax.
And over here, we got. Yes, we're back for another episode to spare our opinions, as usual, you know.
Yeah,
welcome back to the new listeners. Yes. Old listeners, big up yourselves as well. Yeah, man, what you lot saying, man? What's going on? What's popping?
Nothing, man. Laugh.
Yeah,
laugh, all right, man.
Same old. Nothing.
Struggle the grand.
Nothing new.
Grand normal laugh.
Trying to push. Survive and thrive.
Survive and thrive. You know, man's got bars now. Yeah,
I know. We're out here.
Man's really practicing.
I know. In front of the mirror with a toothbrush.
Sometimes you got to prep yourself for the day. You got to prep yourself for the day, man. Sometimes you got to torture yourself, man.
Anything big planned?
Nothing planned.
No plans.
No, man, chilling, cooling.
Yeah. I hear you still. What about you, Luke?
Just chilling, man. It's weekend. Cooling. You know, weekend away from the old lady, you know, so. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got the old lady at home.
She's out there.
Ball and chain.
The ball and chain's gone now, so. You know how I'm going to spend my weekend? Chilling.
Golf.
Smart man.
Depends on my finances, you know. I'm not a
liar. Come on, man. Like, not that much.
Where you man going, by the way?
The one in thing, Chingford.
Chingy.
Yeah, we usually go.
I've been there.
All the man are rolling, or just half.
It's
a mixed batch. The usual.
Well,
batch.
The normal golf group is me, Axe, and Trey.
Yeah.
Mm. I need to tell Sibs.
Is Trey good?
Trey's the best.
No, he's not the best.
No, I lied. Not Trey. Is Axe good? That's what I wanted to know.
Axe is good. Axe taught the game.
Axe taught the game.
Not good. Trey's not good. Trey's mad fluky. Trey is honestly the mad. Like one time we went and we like usually we go upstairs, but that time we went downstairs.
Yeah.
And he literally just kept swiping along the floor, and it just kept always going in because he was swiping.
So wait, hold on. Are you going? Is there a golfing range? Like you're hitting it far into the
Top golf. You've not been there.
No.
No, I thought it was the ones you're like indoor. You got holes and stuff that like, you got.
Oh, that's mini golf.
Top golf is top golf. Top golf is like a golf range. It's like bowling, but it's just a golf range, and you got to hit like these. There's all different holes.
Yeah.
And then you got to hit the ball into there, and then you get points for
it. Have you got designated balls? Like, is your ball centered and stuff like that?
Yeah. So all the balls will have your name on it, and you put it through like a scanner before you hit it.
Yeah.
And then it'll register it on the thing.
Okay, so it's that place in Shoreditch.
No. Shortest Westwood. Junkyard golf, isn't it?
Westwood.
Similar system. System to that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%.
I'm gonna chapping.
Yeah, come on. Like, it's not actually that much. Like, it's max you'll maybe spend like on, because we'll probably just do two games. So it'd be like maybe 20.
Right, maybe cool. I'm a roll trader.
I think last time I even got some free games as well somehow. So you might even get that like when you go there. You know what I mean? So.
It's payday weekend for me, so. Oh, is it?
Yeah. You pay weekly?
Yeah.
My team's rich man, that's you.
Like, I'm never really complaining. Like, I will complain, but that's like in the middle of the week. I was bare mad, like.
I think getting paid weekly is like.
It's hard, man.
I think I'd prefer it.
No, I think it'd be hard for me.
Because you got.
I think you have to save.
You have to put like peas to the.
Saving is easy.
Yeah, you, like.
No, but then you got like you got to like have a certain amount you save a week rather than a month. And for me, I like doing a month rather than a week.
I think I'd rather a week.
Because it's like, yeah, it's a bit and easier because it seems like it's cheaper.
Because the peas will just come in. I've got peas coming in next week. Don't worry about that.
Now my savings just goes floop. I don't even see it. Just bloop, bloop, bloop. Just gone. It just takes it.
Yeah.
So I just don't notice. And it's like, but if every month I was getting paid and like the big lump sum of how much I save comes out, I'd be like,
yeah.
My chest. Whoa. I would want to dip.
And it'd be harder because obviously you might spend a lot this week, you might spend at least like not a lot the next week, do you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
So then the money's always like kind of fluctuating, kind of nothing.
But in regards to saving, at least you know, like, in regards to weekly, you're going to be like, all right, cool, I'm good. Every week I can do something, I'm good.
Yeah, every week you're good, but.
You can.
Yeah, 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 kind of like that. But then, you know,
I
it's
would,
like,
I think I would spend more. I would spend more if I.
No, but when you get to like the end of the month, it's like you have to. There's it's bills time, innit?
Yeah, but you know when it's coming though. So like, it's not like surprise,
yeah.
Nigga.
It's not surprise, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. Still, it's true. Like, yeah, because obviously, yeah, when it's monthly and the bills come out, it's like it just chops the whole thing in half.
Yeah,
whole, imagine. Yeah, yeah, it chops all your money in half, innit? Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Your life sounds different still. It sounds better.
Yeah.
Nah, not really.
Sounds good.
It is what it is. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know? You do your thing. You know what I mean? What are we saying though, man?
Nah, actually, man. What's...
Ready to podcast, ready to rumble, ready to get into the shits.
What have we got? What have we got on?
You man, even, what's your week been saying? Like, what's the week been saying?
Same old, man. Work.
Same old. Yeah, I've been in work. Anything popped up that's funny that you wanna share with the group?
My words now.
I did, you know, and I can't remember it right now.
Nah,
I actually had something still that happened to me, but I can't exactly remember it properly right now. So when I do, maybe I'll tell it at the end.
Alright, cool.
Yeah, yeah, because I need to remember it.
What happened to you?
Nothing.
What happened to you?
Nothing this week.
Well, just everyone's just got the boring week here.
Yeah, no, it's been terrible. Man.
It's boring. I've been going to work, going gym, that's it. Go work, go gym, repeat. Oh, I'm vegetarian now.
You're vegetarian now?
Yeah, I'm vegetarian.
Oh,
now.
This is ridiculous.
I'm vegetarian now.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
All right, how long has this been going on for?
For the whole week.
So you eat bush, but you don't eat pom pom?
No. Oh, come on.
You eat bush, but you don't eat pom pom.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I do. I don't eat pom pom, no.
So you eat things that like insects like frequent and go on, but you don't eat pom pom.
Nah, I don't eat pumps, bro. That's nasty. It's not for me, man. It's not
strong
for me.
Pom pom.
Let's not go into this conversation because we've done this world a million times.
Nah,
I've been in a million times. I had a group chat.
We're just trying to clarify.
Man, don't eat pumps. That's it.
Does it not look edible to you?
I know, but why?
It's not into it, man. It's not
edible.
It's not into it, man. I can't.
It's like a chocolate.
So what if you meet a girl, yeah?
Yeah.
Girl, your dreams, you know, proper, like, get me, she's everything that you want.
Girl of my dreams, yeah.
She's everything that you want.
Yeah.
And that's a deal breaker for her. What's going on? Like, you're just gonna...
And that's a deal breaker for her?
Yeah.
Then that's a deal breaker. I can't... Listen, if I'm ever, which I don't really see in the future, if I'm ever eating pumps, it's probably gonna be someone that I'm married to.
You're gonna be trash when you eat pumps for the first time. You're gonna be
100%.
Being trash at 50 is wild.
You're gonna be at 50.
If I'm getting married at 50.
Oh, sorry. What? What did I say?
You're gonna be like the girl that gives shithead.
I don't care, blood.
Bare teeth.
I don't care, blood.
Nah.
You're gonna be that person.
Can you talk me through like your like the worst head experience that you've had?
Yeah, man, I had teeth scraping all over my thing.
Yeah, you want to get the teeth scraping?
And like literally, I think there was a scratch cut on my thing. Yeah,
yeah.
And I didn't want head after that. It put me off head
for a while.
So I've got that's it for time. Yo, that's mad. So I had a similar situation to that, yeah, but I carried on.
What with cuts?
I swear to God.
With a sore dick.
Yeah. Oh, random. Hey, real question.
I was young, man.
Real question, sorry. Do you man like your balls sucked?
No.
I don't
really, know. You know what?
I don't like it.
My balls
too sensitive.
I don't like them hard.
Yeah, no. Hard. I'm like this.
I like them licked. I don't like them sucked.
Yeah, sucked is a mad move. Sucked is a mad move. Can they put the whole thing in there?
Yeah, and then.
No. Why don't you go slow down?
Why do chicks like feel like they can just like it's like a pop?
And pop it, yeah, they're popping the thing. When you pop the thing, it puts me off the whole sexual experience.
Why is there sound effects? Why are you doing sound effects right now?
No, but why are they trying to suck it bare hard, bro? Do you know how sensitive? This is where my kids live.
It hurts though, no?
No, it's disgusting.
It proper hurts. It's mad. My balls are massive.
My boner goes.
I start getting squeamish. And they're trying to hold it down. Like, I'm trying not to say anything, but I'm like, oh, this really, really hurts.
I'm moving like my balls are like, hubba.
When is she going to stop? That's happening. When is she going to stop doing this?
Yo, the pain is mad still.
The pain is wild.
My balls ain't.
No, but do you say anything though?
No, I hold it down.
It's mad.
Because you can't do it. In the moment.
You're in the moment.
So you can't even say anything. Why do we don't say nothing?
Sometimes I have to be like, chill, it's a bit uncomfortable.
Is that what you're saying?
I've said it. hasn't happened to me.
That's mad. And she's kept on going with Ux.
I'll be like, yeah, Ux, just suck the penis. Don't be popping.
So man said, now chill. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
because they're meant to do it like lightly, like. You get me? Like, you're, you know what I mean? Like, say you're nibbling some chicken.
Oh, right? Doing that, man.
Like, they're meant to do it like that, though. Like that, right? But they're doing...
Bro, why are you...
They're doing big old... Like, what? Relax, man. Like...
What dick have you been sucking?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, bro, you got bad sound effects right now.
You're not mad. Like, you never...
No, you're moving mad, fam. You're moving mad.
But I am out here making noises.
Man said, what? I'm not allowed to make noises.
No, no.
Why not?
That's kind of mad.
You man's masculinity is mad fragile.
No, it's not masculinity.
Mad fragile right now.
I don't want you making ball popping noises next to me.
Not next to random. No, that's not next to random.
Oh, you lost masculinity. It's mad fragile.
No, it's not.
Because that's bothering you right now.
It's just weird.
If you lot did that, it wouldn't bother. I'd be like, okay, man's making a joke.
It's weird.
It's not weird. It's what happens, man.
So if I start making like deep throat noises next to you,
why would you do that?
Exactly the same concept.
That's not the same thing.
It's the same concept.
No, but it depends on what you're talking about, though. Like, if you're trying to explain the deep throat situation,
so I'm out here making
deep. Yeah, but you're doing
the same thing. She was giving me a head, and she was just like, like.
Bro, you're explaining the same thing with the post.
I wouldn't care, though. That's what I'm saying. Yours masculinity is fragile. We should talk about that still, because yours is.
Bro, why do you keep trying to draw me out?
Podcast. Let's go.
No, your masculinity is fragile.
No, it's not fragile. It's definitely not fragile.
It is a bit.
Not really. Give me.
Alright, why do you think it's not?
I'm just very masculine.
Oh my days.
So that's why it's fragile.
It's not fragile.
You're confident in my point.
You can't say it's I'm masculine as the rebuttal.
why do you think it is then?
Because certain things like that bothers you. Like if I was
yeah, but a lot of parts I don't want to hear you making them kind of noises though.
But it's not that deep.
Okay, it isn't that deep, but I don't want to hear you like make like, come on man, we've got listeners, people don't want to hear that while they want to commute to work.
Huh?
Don't want to hear no ball sacks like noise. Don't hear no ball sack noise when they're going to work.
It sounded like it's triggering you. Like
triggering me?
Yeah, to a bad place.
Yeah, bro, it is, because you're talking about when I got pain and I got my ball sack sucked and it was hurting, that's why. I don't want to recall that. Do you want to recall that, blood?
This is mad.
Right, well, anyway, moving on from that, right?
We're still talking about sex.
No, but speaking of recalling stuff, obviously, you know, we had the conversation last night in the group, yeah, about, you know, like rubbing one out.
I'm here for this conversation.
Yeah, let's go there.
I'm here for this conversation.
It's a bit mad still. It's getting mad.
Oh, yeah, so explain what you do, Fabs.
No. Let's explain how we got there.
Yeah, go on.
So we were talking in the group chat, and it came to my fear that they're gonna have to ID people for porn now.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Oh, you mean like,
That's what I was scared. That's how it started. So they're saying they're gonna have to ID people for porn. You're gonna have to verify your age by either what is it, a voucher.
A voucher, yeah.
From where's the voucher from? From corner shops.
Corner shop itself.
So you get the voucher from corner shop, or what's the other way to verify it?
Or your bank card.
Or your bank card.
Something like that.
Yeah, like it's kind of mad. So would you man be verifying?
I might buy the voucher, man. 5-day pass.
I'm buying the voucher.
5-day.
I'm going to.
So what? You gotta go in there and be like, you gotta go in the shop and be like,
you know what I'm here for. Boss. You know what I'm here for, boss. You know what I'm here for. Because I know why you're here.
It's gonna be a queue, fam. It's gonna be a queue at the corner shop.
Hooded up guys. Just come back.
Need the voucher still for the.
You know, I need to rub one out.
Like a nitty, blood. I need it now.
People are going to be selling their vouchers on the black market.
Yeah, that's fine, because porn's always been free.
Yeah,
it has.
It's always been free.
Have you ever paid for porn?
No, never.
Have you ever paid
for porn? No, of course not.
No.
Wait.
That's mad.
Have you paid for porn?
I might have paid for something on the Sky back in the day.
Yeah, you're moving mad.
What, bang babes?
One of them ones, you know, then you get the free the
bang
the
babes
preview. You get the free preview.
I didn't pay for it. I went on the preview and just kept it. Like,
kept it.
I did that.
But then, like, I think there was one time where, like, I was just like, "Yeah, this is good. I need to see this. My mum saw the bill. I was just like, I don't know what you're
on. That is
about.
A madness.
But it don't come up on the bill. It just comes up like
as a purchase.
And I was like, obviously, I guess my mum maybe guessed. I can't remember at the time. I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I've almost got caught with porn. I think like, it was on. I thought like everything was cool in it, so I went on. This was back when we had AOL, so it was on the dial up.
Yeah,
went onto. Actually, it wasn't even dial up. It was the laptop here. We had a house laptop. Slapped onto the house laptop. Logged into my mum's thing now. Yeah, into a user. Wow. I was like, alright, cool. Coast is clear. Let me rub one up. Anyway, 2 days later, boys, I hear a shout. Boys, which one of you have been going on nastiness? I'm like, mummy, it wasn't me. I pointed at my big brother. I got out of that room quick. It was hot in there. It just was hot. Because I know exactly what's coming up after the beat.
Well, you didn't delete the thing, mystery.
You know, I didn't delete mystery.
I didn't have the common knowledge to do that.
What were you on, though? How old were you?
AOL, and I just typed in porn.
But you could have born on internet.
That's basic.
Like
that. That's basic. That's it, just porn.
This was the star kit.
No joke. Back in the day, man was very simple, you know. Man didn't need much. Sometimes you just need a photo. Sometimes you just need anything.
Back in the day, there's anything will get your hours up.
I'm embarrassed about this, but I'll say it anyway. Man remembers my first bash. I remember it.
I remember it was weird to me still.
I remember it still.
Very, very weird. Do you know what it was? Oh, I can't even tell you. Oh, do you know?
Mine was kind of mad. Mine was...
But what was you watching?
Jada Fire.
Do you know I was watching?
Go on.
I was watching, you know, Beyonce.
Is Shakira?
No, it was a bad movie. It was when she had her pick background. When I had her pick background or something.
Oh, I know. Check on me.
I don't know what I was doing. I just started rubbing it, and the next thing I know, it's like, I'm like, what is this? I started I was confused.
No, bro, the beat is popping that video.
The beat was exclusive.
I salute you to that because man did that.
I don't even know what it was. I was usually just in my room. Upon my bunk bed, and like
bunk bed is mad.
So I was on my bunk bed, and I was watching TV, and then like there was just some movie on, and then like there was a beating scene in it, and then man was just like,
man just pulled it up.
I can't remember because it like. Yeah, but anyway, I was gonna give more background, but fuck that, yeah. So basically, that came on, whatever, and it was being seen. So I was just like, whatever, cool. So I did it, and then like I remember, like when my nutted, I thought I wet myself, so I was bare shook because I was mad confused. And I was obviously I couldn't go out of the room, so yeah. I had to do whatever I had to do to clean up, and then I ran downstairs after because I thought I wet myself in it.
Like, no question. How did you clean it up?
I did it.
How did you clear it up? Because I bust on a towel, I slapped my thing in a sock.
Yeah,
so I was back in
the I bust on a towel and put it in the wash straight away. I was disgusted with myself.
I don't think I was disgusted. I was just confused.
I was disgusted.
The confusion was mad. I was scared. I was like, what's this?
Did you man have a wet... Did you man have a wet dream? Because I remember I had a wet dream.
I never had
one. I thought I pissed myself. I woke up and it was just wet everywhere. And I was like...
Wow, you lot are disgusting. You lot are horrible. Yo, I've never had one of those in my life. You lot are...
What's the hormone monster?
That means you lot are predators.
Because I had a wet dream.
Yes!
I was like 11 at the time. This was pre-bashing, though.
No, this is post. Mine was post.
Your post.
Mine was
post. Mine was pre-bashing. And then it was a dark spiral after this.
A wet dream pre-bashing,
bro. That's why it was everywhere. Because obviously I didn't know how to release it.
You was definitely a predator. Luke was definitely a predator.
I was not a predator.
Before, you know.
I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. I was
must have been hopping your meds for time.
All I knew was Pokemon and Beyblade.
No, you're hopping your bed for time.
All I knew was Pokemon and Beyblade. That's all I knew. And then man just woke up with wet sheets.
From Beyblade.
Jeez. Pokemon Misty. Misty.
From Beyblade to Bashing.
Miss Joy.
Wow. I said Miss Joy.
She was Pendo.
She was.
So obviously they're doing the whole voucher thing. So that's gonna be mad. If that does come in,
we went on a tangent. Where were we supposed to go with that?
So that's mad. No, but if they do that voucher thing, that's nuts. I'm not really fucking with that still. But
so you're not gonna do it.
I'm not fucking with it.
You're gonna download. You might have got bad. You're gonna download. Start downloading.
I can't download because
you better start downloading.
I need a laptop.
No, but that's not watching the same old thing every time. I need a laptop for that. I want to watch that. I'm like,
yeah, of course not. But you gotta pay for it. You gotta get
verified. But
have you got a go-to scene like that? You know that we'll just. It's done for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I've got something still.
You got a go-to scene.
Yeah.
I didn't even get into that.
I don't want to give it away still. I don't want to give it away. Actually, people won't even find it because it's like, it's really hidden.
I said you're on the dark web. Are
it's,
you alright?
No, because it's an old one. And it's like,
Boyers.
But it's one of my favourites. What did you say?
Boyers. What's Boyers, by the way? I don't know what it is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even know.
I just Boyers. It's on the scenes. Let me go to the...
Nah, bro.
Go to the categories.
Boyers.
Boyers. Voyages? Boyers?
I don't know.
Wait, you got to show me.
I don't know.
You're probably saying it mad wrong.
Boyer.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Don't go into that.
Man, you man not listening. You man them know. I know some of the man them know. Anyways,
my go-to, Jasmine Cashmere.
Oh, she's a madder. She's a badass, though. But she's mad nasty, blood.
She's mad.
I can't watch anymore because she's nasty now, man. She's too nasty.
If you just want to finish the thing, just go there.
Bro, she'll
end your
No, but she's nasty now. I can't.
These men don't know about, like, these youngers, obviously, they don't know about the.
Jasmine Cashmere. There's another one.
Roxy Reynolds.
Roxy is a madder. Madder Sorales.
I like Honey Gold. Is it Honey Gold? I don't remember.
That's a newbie, I think.
She's good still.
Obviously, Jada Fire was
a Jada Fire, yeah, she was elite.
Anyway, we're going mad still. Listen, yeah. Listeners are thinking, rah, these men are mad. But anyway, listen. This is just the world.
Sound like a porn addiction.
Yeah, you might sound nuts. But anyway.
Do you think you might have a porn addiction, though?
No. Yeah, no, you know what, yeah? Right, so in the group, yeah, because I don't care. Guys are talking about 20 tabs.
Yeah, you have to find a right scene, man.
No,
don't even look at me like that.
20 tabs.
Those are not 20 tabs.
No, that's what I said to you, man. If you're going through 20 tabs, you have to give up.
It's not 20 tabs. I don't go.
You have to give up at that point.
No.
You have to.
You got to.
You have to. Like, you can't continue going through 20 tabs.
No, it's not 20. It's not me going through 20 tabs. Like, it's like...
You just got a bus one.
No. It's like, I find a scene, I'll put it next tab, and then I find a scene, and then I'll never watch any of them. I just find one...
Wait, what? So what, you're putting on standby?
Yeah, there's standby scenes. There's standby scenes.
Yo, there's bare silent L's in front of you. It's mad. Like, what's going on? Like, nah, that's crazy. Just thumbnail? No, that's not it.
I said thumbnail one. What?
No, you just...
Oh, you get it for fun?
Yeah.
It's like fun, though. You don't have fun, though, yeah.
It goes through it. You'll know if you're fucking with it or not. And
but how can you go through 20 tabs, though? Like,
I don't know.
Honestly, if I'm trying to knock one out and I'm going through 20 tabs, I'm going to get bored. I'm really done at it.
I think the most I've done...
You can't continue after 20 tabs.
No. I've done 10 on Pornhub because they're short.
Wild.
Quick.
10 tabs
on Pornhub.
Yeah, I've probably did that.
No, I bust through 10 tabs on Pornhub, and that's it.
That's a bus. Anyway, listen, so... Okay, cool.
It's kind of bad anyway.
Anyway, so we'll talk about that in the group, and then obviously the whole voucher thing, verification thing, ID shit. Hopefully that don't happen. But, so then I was just saying, yo, like, you know what I mean? Like, if that comes in, then that's just a mad hype. The niggas got to go back to basics, basically, and use their fucking... You got to use past experiences as your thing, innit? Like, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Welcome to the wonderful world of make-believe.
And then, guys, it's not make-believe. It's happened. Now, guys were getting at me, only one person in particular, Rex, and saying that that's silly. He said that's sick. That's what he
sicko.
Said.
Like, you're sick.
That is
it's sicko mode. It's kind of sicko mode, though.
Explain to me how it's sicko mode.
Because you have to kind of, like... Close your eyes and imagine that you're back in the moment.
No, you don't.
Unless you have like visual aids.
No, think about it like this, yeah. Before you, so let's go through it, yeah. Before you go and like rub one out, something gets you there, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're horny.
You're horny, yeah.
Yeah. Something gets you there, right? Something like you were thinking of, or maybe something you saw, right? So if it's something you're thinking of, it's usually going to be something like a past experience or something like that, right? It's going to be something that you did.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you, folks. Like, I don't really... It's not a past experience more time when I'm trying to knock one out. It's more that I'm just horny.
I want to get one out. You see a beauty popping or something on...
Yeah, I might see a beauty popping.
I'm not saying there's always that, but I'm saying something gets you there, right?
Mm.
Something gets you there. So it's either going to be... Okay, you know, past experience must be dead then. What's going on? Like, you said most of the time, so sometimes it is though.
Yeah, sometimes.
Because I'm not saying that all the time I do that.
No, sometimes, okay, yeah.
I'm not saying all the time.
The way you were saying,
the way you put it,
it was like, oh, like, man does it, like, I do it more time, I won't watch porn.
I didn't say that. If you go back to it, when you read it again.
That's how it sounded though.
No.
That's how I interpreted it.
That's how you, like, you love interpreting stuff. You love interpreting stuff. Stop interpreting.
It's interpreted.
Insane thing, bro. Yeah.
Wait, where are we going with this?
Like, you love doing that.
No, but that's how I interpret. But didn't you do the same thing?
I went mad. I saw that and I said sicko mode. I went back to that.
But that's not sicko mode, though. I don't understand why you don't think that. Like, how is that sicko mode thinking of stuff that you've done?
Bro, no, but Fabs, that's silly. But listen to it.
Fabs. How is that sicko mode? Fabs, I'm thinking of stuff that I've done. Fabs, that's mad. Like, what?
Fabs, listen to it. Like,
go on, explain.
So, man said, I'm lying down in bed. I'm thinking about a past experience. Man's thinking about what, like, it's just mad. Like, even the football, I'm closing my eyes. I'm thinking like, raw, like.
No, you see, now you're just, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you love, like, taking time and then making it sound so fucking ridiculous. You're making it sound ridiculous. So then, obviously, it's going to sound ridiculous. Like, I'm fucking going, oh, raw. Let me close my eyes. Let me think so hard about this.
But like, you're right. Just being a fool. No,
he didn't. He said that he's done it. He's done it, but he hasn't done it recently. He's done it before, but he hasn't done it recently.
Oh,
because
he was
16. He said he's done it before dial-up. He said he done it before dial-up.
So yeah, bro. So he still did it in 2019.
No, I'm not. Sometimes if I have to. No, sometimes, as I say, if I get to that point, how is it? No, explain to me, because you're not saying sicko mode.
I hear you.
No, don't joke. No, like,
I mean.
Don't joke. Don't say sicko mode better times and then say your name. Like, what kind of fucking...
We're trying to get the laughs off.
I'm trying to get you to explain why it's sicko mode, because it's me.
I'm thinking about
shit that I have done.
I know, but I can't sit there and think about past experience.
No, but you're not thinking about it. It's already in your head is what I'm trying to tell you. I already said that. I said that in the group.
So wait, do you walk around wondering what you did?
When you made it, since I'm trying to say, imagine making it sound more and more ridiculous, bruv. I'm saying to you, yo, you might just be thinking of something that you did. It might just pop in your head. Like, I might be watching something on the TV and be like, right, man did that. Like, oh, right, man did that. Oh. Yeah. And then you might later be like, yeah, I'm rubbing that still. Quickly. Quick one still. Like, that's it. You're not telling me that that hasn't happened to you, no? You haven't thought about something that's happened to you in the past or something that's happened to you recently, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, right. And then, like, you want to quickly just...
No, but if I do that, if I do think of something I've done recently... Then I slap on the porn and then, you know what I mean? Knock one out. That's how I go about it. But obviously you're doing it different. You get your kicks a different way.
So you get your kicks in.
There's nothing wrong with that, bruv. No, he's saying there's something wrong with it. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't say there's anything
wrong with it. What? You said it's sick homo. What?
I'm only joking with you, bro. You might say it's so literal.
What?
I can't make jokes.
Wait, hold on a minute. If I didn't say that, he would have still ran with it, you know?
No, I would have.
Bruv, I'm not taking it serious, but I'm trying to say to you, it's not sick if you're thinking about something that you've done. That's better than porn.
Realistically, going on porn and doing that,
that's sicko mode.
Obviously, what you're doing is not sicko mode, like, to be honest, obviously, do you know what I mean?
So why are you saying it?
It's funny, though. Porn is sicko mode, though.
No, but what I'm saying
is... sicko mode.
You might have a sexual... You might have a porn addiction. It's a real thing. People need to watch out.
No, I'm saying, though, that's better, though.
What, then being sicko mode?
No, I'm saying it's better to think about your own experiences. Yeah, that's course, better yeah, than porn, because you were there.
Of course.
You were doing it. You know what that shit felt like at the time. Like, you know.
I want to make porn. Oh, my God.
That's wild. Listen, yeah.
Have you done it, Vabs?
Done what?
Made a porno.
Yeah.
Quick one.
Yeah,
what'd you call it?
Huh?
What'd you call it?
One Pablo.
Wait, say that again?
In Pablo.
I know.
Pause.
Whoa, we really have to rewind, mate. Cut that up.
Nah, I'm not cutting it. Nah, I'm leaving it in. I'm not a beef for that.
Pablo is mad.
Jesus Christ. That is crazy. Yeah, no, I've made one, but I've never ever had it on my phone. I always do it on theirs.
So you let that get distributed?
If they want to distribute, I don't know. Nah,
do you wear mask?
That is sicko mode.
My shit's in the camera, man.
That is sicko mode. Wait, hold on.
No, someone told me they made a porno and they wore a mask with it.
Wait.
They wore a mask.
What kind of mask did you wear?
Masquerade. Just the eyes are coming up.
I've never heard of someone behaving this manner.
That is mad.
You should try it, Fabs.
A mask?
Yeah, a mask, man.
You try it, bruv.
This nigga's stale, bruv.
What have you tried, bruv? Have you done that?
I thought about it, but
this nigga is stale.
I might slap on a Jason mask and...
Whoa.
Murder that
pussy. You're trying to kill someone.
Murder that pussy, yeah.
You're like Crisp in a black corner shop. In a black-owned corner shop, where it's gone off, bruv. Stale, bruv. I might not update that. Stale for time, bruv. I'm even nuts. No, man. No. Right. But anyway, we've been on that.
We've been chatting nonsense for time.
We've been on that. But listen, obviously, it's getting ridiculous out here, I think, yeah?
Mm.
With Apple, bruv. Apple are taking the mickey.
Oh, God.
I think it's gotten to a point now where it's just mickey. Ridiculous now. I just feel like, why are they taking advantage of my peoples, like, so much? Like, and my peoples don't even notice. It's horrible.
I think it's in time for an intervention, you know, Rex.
I think so. I think just in general, bruv, it's painful to see.
Rex, you can do better than Apple, man.
Absolutely.
Nah, definitely not leaving Apple.
You can do better than Apple, man.
Nah, I've been doing Apple for a long time.
You know, I know, but they're not doing you well. They're not doing you any good.
I see what you mean. Obviously, Pro, we're talking about obviously the headset things.
Right.
The new AirPods that have just dropped. They were 200.
No, they're 199.
Yeah.
So basically £200.
Yeah.
And they do Siri and what is it,
wireless charging. That's it.
It's a mad move to be charging those £200.
When you can buy some Bose. When you can buy some Bose for that.
You can buy some Bose. You get warranty in that. You get like 2 years warranty.
Yeah, you can buy Bose.
And they're better quality.
Yeah, that's true. But me, I'm personally gonna get the. If I do get them, I would still get Apple AirPods personally. I'll still get them
for the clout.
Not for the clout.
So this is what I was saying. So Rex is buying Apple Pods AirPods for the clout.
No, they're not for the clout.
Why do you think it's not for the clout?
Because I want them. I want.
Why do you want them?
I want their Apple. I have a lot of Apple devices.
Okay.
I keep my shit standard.
Yeah.
So I got all the Apple AirPods. That's it.
Right. You have one Apple device.
I have plenty.
What Apple devices you got?
I've got iPad. Please. I've got iPods.
Okay. Oh, you got two Apple devices.
I've got iPhone. I've got two iPhones. Better iPhone.
One of the iPhones ain't yours. Let's. Please,
I've got one in my possession.
We're not going through it right now. It's not yours.
I'm not going through it right now.
We're not arguing about that. But it ain't yours, but that's fine, right? Cool. So if you got an iPad, you got an iPhone, and you said you got an iPod. So you got three items, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. That's fine. All right, cool.
I'm due to get Apple TV.
That's an Apple TV. You're mad. You're moving mad. Why are you getting Apple TV? What does Apple TV do?
I'm chatting shit, man. Relax, man.
What does Apple TV do?
Just relax. I'm not getting Apple TV.
L. Listen.
You're going to have so much fun watching this back.
Yeah.
You're going to have so much fun.
Nah, but...
That's a part of clips. On YouTube. And zoom in.
Yo, for our listeners,
we're testing out some recording, so hopefully we can have some visuals for you soon.
We're dropping it soon.
Hopefully you'll be seeing Rex in some new AirPods.
You're on the podcast listening to music.
New music alert, like it jumped.
No, but listen, no. Right, so you're getting it for the clout, yeah? And I'll explain it to you since you're too jaded, you're too cloudy.
Break it down for me.
You're too deep in the sauce to even understand it. So this is the thing. You're getting it for the clout because there are 100 cheaper and better options, but you're choosing to get that only because of the stigma behind it. Like, everyone's what got stigma? Them. Everyone has... Everyone has
oh, them. You think I'm getting
they're the talk of the town. They're the talk of the town. They are, at the moment, the most popular headset, like, for whatever reason.
They're trash.
But they're not good. They're just popular because they're popular. It's similar to the situation with Beats. Beats aren't the best headphones.
Beats are trash.
But they are popular because of the name behind it. That's all. But true. You're choosing to get it, knowing all that information anyway.
The real reason why I'm getting them is because I go to the gym quite often. I want
wireless headphones. This ain't an excuse.
You can get wireless headphones of any other brand.
No, I know you can, but I want so. Apple, though.
All right, fair enough.
Why?
I want Apple, man. I'm an Apple man.
Can you hear that? Man's so deep in the sauce. Man can't even understand.
No, don't get twisted. There's obviously, I know that. Obviously,
you know the Bible predicted this. Don't buy the Apple Eve.
It's true.
The Bible predicted this, blood.
Alright, cool. I work at Tology. I know that we can get better wireless headphones and stuff like that. There's way more in the market.
So, though, why would you not want the
best for the same price?
Like, literally, for the same price or even cheaper. Like, why would you not want the best? Like, me personally, like, let me speak. For me, I'm not really on the whole, I don't really care about wireless headphones and stuff like that. But obviously, I've got a new phone and I get them for free. So, I'm cool with getting them like that. And if I did get one, obviously, I wouldn't. I could have got the pods, but I was like...
The AirPods?
Yeah, I could have got them, but I was like, nah, like, doesn't make... I don't... Why? And they don't even sound that great. Like, they don't even have noise cancellation, so you can still kind of hear things.
No, actually, you're right, because I was listening to some sounds.
Yeah, like... So they
hear literally everything.
Yeah, so I don't even know why there's so much hype around them, why everyone's got them.
The new ones might have that, though, noise cancellation.
They don't. It's the same...
The same quality.
Yeah, it's the same style.
But I don't understand... The quality of them are terrible as well. Like, they're plastic. The plastic outshell. Yeah. There's no, like, rubber.
And it can drop out your ear really easy.
There's no kind of rubber.
I'll show the chain tracks.
Drop out your ear easy.
Anyway, let's stop attacking Apple.
I feel like...
We shouldn't attack Apple.
No, let's not do that.
Why not? Apple are genuinely taking the piss out of me. I was thinking about this. The only way... Like, people will not use Apple stuff, or they'll kind of come out of the spell that they're under, is if someone, like, really famous and with a lot of pull says they're not fucking with Apple anymore. Like, someone like Rihanna, like, says, you know,
I don't think that work.
Rihanna, she cancelled Snapchat, and Bebman just... Snapchat went...
But it's still back up.
It's not the same.
It's not as terrible.
Bro, you man just snapped the other day. You snapped the other day.
I'm not saying I don't use it, but I'm saying to you that Snap has lost a lot of traction since that incident.
Yeah,
I'm not fucking with Snap, because they did something on Snap to her. Like, they said something about her on there, and then she didn't like it. She's like, I'm not fucking with this anymore. And bare people just stopped fucking with Snap.
Mm.
So I'm just saying, like, someone with a lot of pull says they're not fucking with Apple. I think it would, like, the sales would go down. I think it's gonna happen soon. I think it's inevitable. Anyway,
I think.
So what's going to cancel Apple?
I think Apple are going
to. Apple are too big to get canceled like that.
No, they won't get canceled. But what they're going to start doing is certain things where, like, already they're kind of putting. They put Apple TV on a Samsung TV. So there's a new Samsung TV coming out, and Apple TV's on it.
That's great.
They're doing that because they're not making that much money from it anymore. It's like,
I think they're probably, that's one of the products they're not making a lot of money from.
Apple TV doesn't make sense.
iMessage might be on Android as well soon,
but that doesn't make sense either.
So
because there's WhatsApp. I don't understand what the point of iMessage is when you've got WhatsApp.
Is that real though? Is that real true facts?
Yeah,
as a non-Apple user, can you tell me the purpose of iMessage when you've got WhatsApp? What does it do
when you want to text? I don't know. So
what does it do that's different? I'm saying, what does it do different?
It's just between Apple users.
Yeah, it's just Apple users.
It's like
a lot of. Do you know what I love? Really, and in America, and in America more so as well, they don't use WhatsApp, so they use Apple iMessage. So I don't know. That's obviously between, like, iPhone to iPhone users. Yeah. Apple's big out there, like, much bigger.
Yeah, well, it's an American company. You know what
I mean? But yeah, you're doing it for the clout.
I'm really hating it for the clout. Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to get any clout from this. I just want Apple headphones.
No, but you're doing it. You are, because you're buying it. You're not buying it because it's good. You're just buying it because it's Apple, and also because, like,
well, what clout
everyone
do
has
I
it.
Get?
If everyone doesn't have it, if everyone...
What clout do I
no,
get?
No, but listen, if everyone doesn't have that headphone, if that headphone isn't so popular, you're not buying it.
I probably...
No, you wouldn't.
I don't know.
You wouldn't buy it?
I don't know.
You wouldn't even think about it.
I think I would.
Cross your mind. You look at the price and be like, what?
I've heard.
Nah, you wouldn't. It's the same thing with the phone. The phone costs bare money, and it's a good phone. Don't get me wrong, but like people buy it because everyone's gonna buy it. What do people do? This is what I was gonna bring up.
Why did you bring your phone?
I might have done it for some clout. That was my next thing. What are some of the things that you lot have done for clout over the years? Like when you were younger, now, recent years, like what's some of the stuff that you've done for the clout? Because we all do it, and I'm not saying you, it's just you, but like you, that is something you are doing for clout, even if you don't realise it, you are. Like I've done shit
thank
for clout.
Thank you for telling me, fam. I didn't know that.
I've got kicks. Just yeah, man, you got to know this stuff, man.
I've got kicks for clout.
And you got like Leafle designer kicks.
Yeah, I've got Giuseppe's.
For clout, right?
They're terrible. They were uncomfortable. They don't look nice anymore.
You didn't get the nicest ones though.
That's irrelevant because I got them at,
they're not none of them
I've got,
are really that I've nice.
Got them at
the Giuseppe's are not really no.
Any trainer, anything that I'm stepping on the floor with
designer.
I don't even care.
Most designer trainers are nice.
I'm not spending over a bill fifth on trainers.
There's quite a couple that are nice.
Have you seen the Chanel trainer?
The Chanel ones are nice.
No, I see.
They're like orthopedic shoes, though. Bro, they're bad.
The Chanel ones?
Yes, you're talking about the McQueens.
You're talking about the McQueens. I'll show you the Chanel ones, because the Chanel ones are cold.
No, they're bad.
They're cold.
Anyway, as I said, as I've grown older, I've understood. Anything I'm stepping on the ground and I can step in dog shitting, I am not going to spend over a certain amount of money.
No jokes.
That's a logical way to make it.
Personally, that's not for me.
That's some real shit, man.
Not personally, that's not for me. If I can get it discounted, not at full price, then...
Oh, yeah, you got that discounted, though.
Yeah, I did. No, I'm saying, I got that discounted. That's why I purchased it in the first place. But it was for clout as well.
Anything else you don't forget?
What have I said?
I might have taken a go to a certain restaurant for the clout.
Oh, yeah.
For the clout?
For the clout,
yeah. I was eating nice food.
Nah, it was for the clout.
These are Chanel's.
They're nice. Let me see them. Go on Google. I went on Instagram and looked at someone else's foot like, why is this? I want to see them. I'm taking the piss. Alright, cool, let me show you these ones. These are cold. I'm still on Insta.
They look like TNs. Fuck off. This is the one I showed you just now. You probably can't see
those. Those are better, but I've seen them in other colours. But maybe
yeah, you've seen them in other colours.
But actually, no, they're still dead though. They're not even good.
Why am I spending eight bills on that? I don't even know if it's eight bills, probably more.
I think they're six.
Okay, why am I spending six bills on trainers that are black?
No, but there's other colours, bro. It's got to do something like tie its own lace, light up.
No, tie its own lace. If my shoelace ties itself, yeah. I'll spend £600.
Yeah.
If my shoelace ties its own lace, I'll spend £600 on it.
Well, let me run 20 miles per hour.
What, gives you superpowers?
That's Sonic.
You say fabs.
Yeah, bro, that's what I need from like. What else you done for the clout? I know you done some stuff.
I might have taken a girl to a restaurant. I don't think for the clout, more so, but maybe because she wants to.
That's for the clout.
No, I've done it for the clout.
Yeah, clout.
That's
a
clout.
Clout. I might say there's a certain hotel for clout.
I've done that.
Yeah,
I tried to get an apartment for the clout for my girl, but
that flopped.
And it flopped. That was all for the clout. That was for the clout. That was her clout. Yeah. I wanted her clout.
So more time we do
clout. Everything is for clout.
More time we do clout for women.
Though. Yeah, women. Everything is for
right,
clout.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like you might even like buying like maybe when you're younger you might have bought a car. Like I bought a car for a clout at the time.
What car did you buy for the clout?
No, not buy a car, a certain car at the time.
Oh, you bought a car.
But you bought the car at the time.
Oh, yeah, so I can
for
study.
So much clout.
So I can study, man. Yes. I'm trying to get out there.
The car's not for clout, though, because it has a practical use.
At the time it was for clout.
No, but then if you get a certain car, it's for the clout.
Yeah, okay.
No. Back in the day, getting the car was for clout.
True.
It wasn't about what the car was.
I'm the driver.
Things would be like, oh, you got a car?
Yeah.
That's for the clout. You're like, yeah, but my car's still there. That's not something.
I can't pick you up still.
Them late night journeys.
Jump in the back seat.
First, I jump in the back seat.
Let me lift up the seat for you.
Let me
Let me clear the boot.
Yeah,
that's
me.
Wild.
Find the window.
That's some serial killer shit.
Let me clear the boot. Can lay down there.
One time, someone got in the boot in Luke's car one time.
Two man got in the boot.
Bare man in Luke.
Sibs and another Don got in the car. I don't know. In the boot. I had like 8 men in a Renault Clio.
Wild. I don't even know how we even got there. I had 8. Got in Brixton.
And the tyre.
We didn't walk there.
And the tyre was flat.
We were at mine.
I did that for the clout. That was for the clout.
Yo, Luke bought that car for the clout. He bought that car for the clout.
And that was a disaster.
One of you men said buy it, and the other man said didn't.
I didn't.
Oh my god.
I didn't.
Oh my god. Stop, please.
One of you men told me.
Please don't do that, Rex. Please, I beg you don't do that. Told me to don't lie right now, please. I beg you, bro. I was sitting in his car. I drove you to get the car. We sat in the car. Whatever, he's telling us what's wrong with it, all of that, yeah? He drove it. Then we got in your car. I was in the back seat. And then you were like, I might get it. And then you're like, yeah, man, you can just fix that stuff, whatever. He was saying he's going to fix it. And you were just agreeing with him. You're like, yeah, you could fix that. It's not, it would be nothing. And I was like, bruv, you shouldn't have to get a new car and have to fix it. And then you were like, no, you can do it. And I was like, is this guy alright? And then you said, yeah. And I was like, oh my god. Are we doing this? And then you told me to drive it home. And I was like, so this is so just bare stuff. This is why I remember it, because man said to drive it home. I was like, what? How did Max convince this guy to buy this car?
Because the clutch was fucked.
Horrible. That clutch was mad.
It might have been me, but
there was 8 man in the car with the clutch fucked and the tyre was flat. And I drove you man to Brixton. For the clout. Bad move.
Nah, we
ain't touched on any topics.
Yeah, we ain't still.
I even know what
to Let's get to it though, man. Let's get to some of the topics.
I might even touch on any music topics. I'm going to ask, are personal trainers the ultimate gallus?
Ultimate?
Yeah, are they the ultimate gallus? Are they like...
They are in a field where obviously women actually might have come up to them for advice and stuff like that. So I think they can obviously use that to their advantage if they need to. So I think you could say that, but I think a lot of these personal trainers I think they might be. Because a lot of them be beating these things that they're dealing with.
Nah, they're not the old women.
Are you comfortable with your thing having a personal trainer that's a don?
No. She better get a woman.
I'm throwing a dumbbell in the don's face if you ever suggest anything like that.
Yeah, because you'll be stretching out your gal.
I've seen the man 10 kg going right in his forehead.
You know, no one's there, they're stretching out.
Sorry, mate, I just shot that. Sorry.
Mad thing. But yeah, like.
No, I think they're the ultimate gallus.
I think it might be the photographers.
No, it's not the photographer. No, it's the personal trainers.
Yeah, the videographers and the photographers.
Nah, it's the personal trainers.
The personal trainers are fit, though.
No,
the photographers are usually a skinny don. Yeah. Like that.
The PTs are wham.
They're
touching up the gal.
And they're touching the girl. And they're giving them.
And they're telling them, I can get you in shape.
For summer.
For free.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 sessions.
For 3 sessions. You're telling me these men aren't the ultimate gallus?
Nah, they are, man.
Nah, they're...
They've been giving you discount on stuff as well,
I can just imagine PTs, like, they ain't really got game like that. A lot of them.
For the small price of PTSSY...
You learn game. The girls come up to them, you learn game.
But it doesn't mean you got game. What they have to do is, right.
That's how it works.
For the more time, the girls come up to them and say, let me show you how to do that.
I've seen them do this.
And then they stand behind them and then work them.
That's
how it
works. You can improve your squat by doing this. Let me just hold your waist.
Realistically, that's what Luke would do if he was a PT.
What?
Luke would be an ultimate gallus.
Are you mad?
Luke does that now in the gym.
I will kill you.
I'm joking.
Don't be saying
that. I'm fucking around, man. I'm fucking... Oh my god, that's so funny.
You know why Luke goes to the gym now?
Don't listen to the propaganda. These men are trying to ruin our relationship. They're trying to ruin our relationship.
Oh, shit. My girl on his doorstep and that.
Jeez. I hear you still, man. Hey.
I ain't got to go too fast. Hey. I'm sorry. Just down the road.
Yo, I'm dying still. That's funny. But anyway, listen, yeah? Is what I'm going to say.
Nah, nah, don't carry on the conversation. I'm not talking with you guys, bro.
She knows we're joking. I'm still going to listen to this. Anyway.
It might go on YouTube. She can be kiki on YouTube and then see, aha, Luke's a personal trainer with these chicks now.
No, but like,
pricks.
Anyway. No, man, I think it might be like, if anything, it's got to be, I think it might be the promoters.
No, the promoters are dead, man. They're done out here.
Nah, the promoters
are done out here. They're done out here. They used to submit the game. They used to be like, oh, I can get you to any club. Like, just holler me. Like, I can get you some day table deals. Do this. Bring your friends.
So the girls pay for those tables.
They don't, no, but I'm saying, like, I can get you in for free. Get you free shots. Get you free this, free that, free that.
The promoters are done. They're done out here. The dons are going there and I'm getting tables and this, that, and that. They ain't got to go. They're not going to the girls. The girls ain't spending that money.
The promoter dons are done out here. It's the PTs. They're scumbags. They're all scumbags. They're trash.
But girls know what scumbags look. They can smell scumbag.
Not in the gym when it smells like that.
Especially good
tickets. But they're trying to get a game.
Good tickets can smell scumbag.
But they're trying to get a game from
themselves. They're trying to better themselves.
Yeah, they're trying to better themselves.
Physically.
So what do you think? So hold on. So this is what you lot are saying. You lot are saying, yeah, that because these guys are offering them a way to better themselves, that they will just be on them to like beat and shit.
That sounds like a relationship.
No!
That sounds like a relationship.
They're in relationship with these bitches.
I don't know what you're
They're trying to better them and then see them after the beating.
So what am I next seeing you? So what, next week, same time?
Yeah, cool.
Nah, man. It's either the promoters or the bar, like the bartenders, the brothers that make cocktails behind the bar.
Nah, blood,
they might be getting a couple. Yeah, they might be.
What? Cause dropping a free.
What? Yeah.
A Mai Tai.
What?
For her tie.
You're killing me. You're dumb. maybe your point, but I don't know.
I'm just saying, like from what I've seen.
PT, yeah.
No,
Luke is a PT.
I know. What's good?
Or a personal tutor.
Surprise, babe. I'm a PT now.
My girl has seen me in a pure gym polo. It is over.
Yo, that would be bare jokes. Oh, my days.
Cool.
So,
I saw it down.
What's some of the reason that come out this week anyway, man? Fuck it over. You have that written down.
No music come out.
No?
No.
What music come out this week? There's nothing.
No music come out.
Should we
wait, hold on. Actually, there was.
Should we read
the Russ? Actually, yeah, there was. Yeah, actually, I lied. So, Russ and Tion dropped. What's the song called?
I kind of changed my mind. I don't even want to talk about that.
That's just horrible. We were talking about it now. You started.
That shit was horrible.
Russ and Tion Wayne dropped a new song. What's it called? Becky and...
What?
And Becky. Keisha.
Becky.
Keisha and Becky.
Keisha and Becky.
Keisha and Becky.
I'm 100% know what to talk about this. Keisha. I didn't even know it was called that.
It's called Keisha and Becky, I think. Anyway, we watched it before the podcast, before recording. Fabs, your review?
100% garbage.
Why?
Actually, 1,000% garbage.
Why is it garbage?
Because it's just a remake of Gun Lean, but then we just obviously different lyrics and just kind of it's a different song, but the same song. Right? Do I need that?
I see what you mean. It's basically
to distract me. No, I'm just trying to distract me, man. I know what you're doing, innit? Fuck off, Russ. Russ, yeah, Russ. Wait, how long's Russ got? Because listen, yeah. He's not doing so well at the moment. Bro, I mean, the Gun Lean...
Man's only brought out two songs.
I know, but
the Gun Lean thing already.
The Gun Lean thing was a fluke.
The Gun Lean thing was massive, though, man.
It's massive. So at the end of the day, cool. That's going to last maybe... For how long it's going to last?
Another year.
It will last quite long, yeah? It's so cool. But, obviously, second track sometimes is telling. It's telling, man.
Either the nail or the drill shit.
Wait, what?
He's the nail of the drill shit.
You called him the what?
The
Danilo. No, wait. Put some respect on Danilo's name.
He's the Danilo.
Put some respect on Danilo's name, bro.
He's the Danilo.
No, you can't do that to him.
He's got everyone dancing.
No,
bro. He's got everyone dancing.
No, he's the blue face of drill.
No,
he's the blue face.
Yes, he's blue face of drill.
Bust down to Tiana, all right.
Yeah. because he had a hit, and then obviously, I don't know, Blueface bought another tune out, but if he has, it ain't good. But when he does, it ain't going to be good.
Rax, what's your review of the track?
It basically is Gun Lean. It is basically Gun Lean, but I think I feel like it starts off decent. Like, I don't know why, but I felt like it was meant to be good, and then towards the end, it just fizzled out for me. It was dead. I won't even lie. I won't pay attention at all.
I agree with Rex.
It just lost its energy.
It lost the energy. Like, I got mad energy at the beginning. Then Tion come on.
Kind of hard. Keisha, Becky.
And then, whatever else, what the bomba. Move your bumper. Something like that.
What the bomba?
Something like that. Move your bumper. And then, yeah. After that, it fizzled out after the second round gone. So
after the Tion versus dead.
I think it'll grow on me though.
I think it will grow.
It might grow on me, man. Like the Hardy.
I was rather spin that than that than Hardy
Caprio. Oh yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. So let's talk about the Hardy Caprio thing. I think that's grown on me. Like, I don't know if we spoke about it last week.
We did.
Yeah. I didn't like it, and I like it a lot.
It's good.
Well, not a lot. I like it. I'll listen to it. It's listenable. No.
Yeah,
I'd rather spin Rust than that.
It sounds like Gun Lean, and you don't even like Gun Lean.
I do like Gun Lean.
No, Rax, please.
I've been Gun Leaning for time.
This guy does.
You've been Gun Leaning for time.
Yeah, I've been Gun Leaning.
You can't Gun Lean. You can't lean. you can't even lean back like Fat Joe. Like, relax, man. Like, nah, man. You ain't it. We're not doing that.
Ah, cool. That got a terrible response.
When you gonna learn to dance, Rex?
I've been dancing.
Yeah?
MJ Moonwalk.
What's the move that you go to? What's your go to move?
MJ Moonwalk.
If you ever back out in a moonwalk, I'm walking away from you. I'm walking away from you.
I'm not your friend no more.
MJ Moonwalk, and I can suck my leg. Athlete, don't run out of breath.
See, man, not like Gunny,
but my nose and bars.
Who did it sound like Gunny, by the way?
You did.
Nah, man, you man are liars, man.
You did. You said it.
Athletes don't run out of breath. That's a big bar, blood. What are you talking about?
Wait, oh, yo, where
do I know about that?
Athletes. What's an
athletes don't run out of breath?
Where do I know about athlete? That's me, blood.
That's
what are you talking
Raffly
about?
No. Rackled himself, Rackley. Oh my days.
Wait. So wait, you thought that bar was good. So yeah, you thought that was, that's one bar. The ambush thing. What was it? Everybody getting white boy wasted.
Everyone getting white boy wasted.
Bro, you might have making up shit now.
Man, that's the deadest bars.
I think you got, yeah.
You said you like that bar.
I said that's a, yeah, it's a decent bar of the rusting.
Nah, you like.
Athlete dot runner, a breath.
How is that good? What's good about that? What's good about that?
I don't know. Like,
what's going on, man? Let's move on from this. No one likes that.
Major L.
No one likes that.
But yeah, man. there's no other shoes though.
AJ team.
Oh, the AJ team.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Steel Bangles. So Steel Bangles released a tune with AJ and Mos Dax.
Yeah, that was
alright. That was okay. AJ went in. Mos Dax had a memorable bar. You wouldn't trust a girl with. I don't trust girls.
I only trust girls on days that end with a Y. That don't end with a Y.
So you don't trust them bitches. Basically, you don't trust them bitches.
That's a verse still, man. Stacko. Man,
do you call him Stacko?
Stacko.
Stacko.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it, code names.
You know I'm like that. You know I'm like that.
I mean, that's what I see on the gram, innit, like, sometimes. So.
Are you following on the gram?
Do you see him bring out his bottle? Ciao, ciao.
Yeah, that was mad.
My friend said that's animal abuse.
What?
It might be still, you know. Yeah, I was thinking that at the time. I was like,
it's mad. His dog must have been in shock.
Sure,
the dog's deaf.
The thing, yeah, it must be. Because do you know how loud that was?
Yeah,
mad.
I'm surprised they didn't shit on him.
I like that dog. I want that dog still. Ciao, ciao.
You think he'll handle a dog?
Huh?
You think he'll handle a dog?
He'll kill it. He'll kill it.
I think
he'll kill the dog.
One day, man would just go away to Paris for 3 days and then just like leave it. Man would just kill it. Oh my god, that's so funny. Yo.
Oh, that's mad.
Listen, like, okay, cool. So you wanted to ask that a bit, but. What's that thing you want to ask?
Your message is kind of heavy right now, you know. Pay attention to the podcast.
I'm out here, man. Listen, I've been paying attention.
Recording.
Yeah, man, people can see me.
The lights are on.
Yeah, the lights are running. By the way, listen, what's one thing that someone has to 100% know before dating you?
Sorry to listeners, I've got a mad cough, so I've been coughing all over the thing. But yeah,
cough syrup, bro.
Yeah, I need to get some of that, man. It's mad. But yeah, what's yours, Luke? Have you got one?
I'm thinking.
It's a hard question.
It is a hard question.
What's yours, Fabs? You got one?
Me, I'm.
I'm weird.
Wow.
Now that you know, I'm a bit weird, isn't it?
How so?
A bit.
What do you mean a bit?
I said a bit.
I'm a peculiar individual, innit? I'm not the straight and narrow regular guy. I'm a bit peculiar.
So wait. How do you warn?
I'll be like, I'm a madman. You know what I mean? He's got come straight out of pen and they're like, I'm a madman.
Oh my god. So what, like, how do you tell girls that? Like,
how do you tell your girl that? You tell her I'm a madman.
I waited a bit.
A little gnat still.
No, I waited a bit further to tell her. I was a bit of a
man. Don't tell girls straight away. I told her when it's too late.
I told her when it's Can't get out now.
What a plan. What a fucking plan.
I'm so dumb. Let me genuinely think.
I'm very relaxed. I'm very chilled. I find that something that, you know, I feel like girls need to know, because girls, like, I found out over the years, they don't really like that. So
mm-hmm.
I'm very chilled and very relaxed. Sometimes it might seem like I don't care,
mm-hmm.
but I do care. I'm just
me, but
I'm just chilled. That's all.
I'm not really talkative in terms of phone conversation.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Either phone. So they need to know. I can't really. I'm not really talkative when it comes to phone or text messages.
That's wild.
I'm not really.
Oh, great texting. Like, I understand that.
I'm not great with phone either. Like, I prefer like physical interaction. So if I'm with you, we can have a joke, a laugh till the cow come home. Sunset.
100.
Wind breeze go everywhere. I don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah,
that's why
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a poor communicator personally. I think I'm a poor communicator in regards to text and phone conversations.
Yeah.
They need to know that I'm not really the best at it, which is something that's how it is with me.
Mm.
Like, personal interaction is probably the best for me.
No, I hear that still. I'm kind of like that as well. What about you? Said nothing yet, man.
Nah, what'd you say?
You ain't said nothing yet.
I was waiting for you, man. I'll let you, man, take the phone.
He's gun leaning.
Nah, man. Relax, people can see me though. Anyway.
Rat clean, man.
I think the one thing I would tell someone is that I'm a bit obsessive.
No, that's been the Spare Change podcast.
Nice seeing you guys.
Yeah, man.
Now, that's first video recording.
Yeah, man.
Fun. Now, I'm a bit obsessive, kind of possessive as well. Like really? what's mine is mine and no one else can touch that, no one else can play with it, it's mine. Do you really know what I mean?
I'm so confused.
No, I'm being real with it. That's me. Like,
do I tell girls that?
Well, they'll probably find out. I don't really go about telling them, but like,
you kind of make it clear that you're mine.
Like, listen, that you're mine, and like, no one else can play with you except for me.
Must have play with you like it's Monopoly. I'm talking about kids. Like it's Monopoly.
Mario Party.
That's the PC way of saying it, but like, really, no one can fuck with you but me, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm your go-to. Like, this is it. I don't want you to go to anyone else for anything bar me. Do you know what
okay,
I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I kind of view it. And the second thing is that I had two anyway, because I thought about it. Second thing is that I put a mum over a lot of stuff. So if it came to, I think that's a lot of people.
Yeah,
well.
I prioritize my mum.
But
still.
I prioritize my mum a lot. Like, I put my mum over a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So like, if there's a decision that I've got to make between Margie probably coming.
You come second. Yeah.
Come second. Mm. But okay. Even as just for family in general, actually, to be honest. Right. Yeah.
No, but she's number one in it. So at the end of the day, she's gonna be number one.
If they can't accept that, because obviously some people are like,
you need to
some women are like, they want to be put kind of semi first before your mum and stuff like, they want to they want to be held in the same regards as your mum. Sorry, that's the one. They
at some point, though, you would have to.
Yeah, eventually. But when we're starting off dating and this, that, and the other, like, my mum come first.
Oh, yeah.
My mum come first. And I think that's a while, though. I think maybe me more, like, it's more longer than probably. Like, I don't know, come to Harry from down the road. But it's me, do you know what I mean? That's just how I've been brought up in that.
Mm.
And I really, mum's, like, hold a higher stage.
So what, Derek, would you tell a girl,
yeah,
like, that you kind of, like, you're just moving to her, would you tell her, like, at some point during the night or wherever you've met her, see, paint a picture, yeah? Mm. You're out, you're at a festival, see a girl that you're feeling, start talking to her, vibe is good, whatever, give me a little dancing to Damian Marley. And then,
what,
like,
is going on,
relax,
here?
Big man. And then, like, then, yeah, cool. Dancing Damian Marley, it's all good, it's all nice, whatever, you go off, get a drink, whatever, come back to the spot, and then you just kind of like, you get me, you're swaying and that, and you're just like, babe, you're mine, you know, you're mine, you get me, you're mine.
I might
tell
her that.
Is it? In that moment? I you might tell her that. You're moving nuts, that's sicko.
Nah, some chicks like it.
You've been trying to say this, but it's sicko, you've been trying to tell that only for the whole fucking book.
Spray the
No, I don't think I would do that in that kind of respect, obviously, but I think more so down the line, like, it's not just instantly straight off the bat, do you know what I mean?
Heard certain man say that.
Huh?
I'm not going to hear a name.
Are you looking at me?
No.
Don't be looking at me.
Maybe you, let me think, I'll think.
What said what?
You know what it is. People probably heard me say stuff as well, but, like, I've, you know when you're just like, you might walk past your brethren while he's speaking a thing, and you hear something, but he's like, oh, no.
Rax saw me dirty whining my girl the first day I met her.
I wish I came that day. I was a bit angry that I dropped you off to Brixton. That pissed me off even more, because I would have come if I weren't working. Like, I was
doing the most that day.
Fuck. Shit.
I was whispering sweet nothings.
I've definitely probably heard you say something.
Sweet toppings.
Yeah. No. Like, I've definitely seen
what me is, boy.
I think so, yeah, 100%.
You might play
100%. I heard you,
Luke.
No,
you as well.
That thing was that Luke.
I heard you.
Nah, no, you definitely.
I heard you. Still, by accident, not even on purpose. Like, I'm not. Like, I wasn't eavesdropping.
What did you hear me say? I would ask you.
No, don't ask you.
I'm not gonna say what I heard. I'm not gonna say what I heard, because that's between you and that person and whatever you said. That's you, innit? Like, but I've walked past and I've gone little laughing. I just let my carry on, because that's my speech and the thing is, do what you're doing, innit? Like. Rez's one was funny, though. It was funny. It was entertaining. I've heard now say something.
No, whispering. Anyway. Now it's always whispering. Like,
niggas will be like, Ying Yang Twins.
You're whispering in your ear.
That was a good guy. Anyway. That's cool. And then, who else have I heard? Oh, Trey.
Oh, Trey is jokes. Anyway.
Trey is jokes.
Trey is my guy, man.
That's a sweet topic.
I heard everyone still.
I've heard you say some stuff.
I probably said some stuff.
I've heard this.
I've heard some terrible stuff.
Probably. I know you said something.
But anyway. So you would say that at that time, yeah? That's what you would say.
I wouldn't say that at the time. Probably like later down the line, like a couple weeks down.
A couple weeks down, man. What's it like? You're just in your mind, yeah? I don't want you fucking with. No.
Oh, mine. You're talking about mine. You're talking about that scenario, not the one when I'm talking about, yeah?
No, mine, yeah. Like,
oh, mine. When geez,
you
said, yeah,
like, you're saying, like, yo, like, I'm obsessive.
Not like a psycho, blood. Not a psycho. Not a psycho thing.
Sicko, man.
But like,
sicko mode.
No, not sicko mode, but I'm saying... I've said, like, more time, like, when I'm doing a thing and I get down to that, you know what I mean, gets down the line, it gets like,
you get committed. You get committed.
That's me.
It's committed.
Do you know what I mean?
You're getting committed. Exactly.
Not like I'm sicko mode, like, don't do that. I'm not sicko mode.
He's just establishing the commitment. That's the Rex mating call, man.
Yeah, man. When you get that, you know what time it is. But anyway,
wouldn't you say, speaking on the girl side of this, yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't that confusing for a girl, especially if, maybe you're not trying to take her too serious.
What, saying that you're mine?
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's
time,
mad.
What time won't say that, though?
So if you're not going to try and take it, you wouldn't say that?
Probably not.
I'll be honest.
Man,
we're here, man.
I can tell you're lying because the way you're playing. Stutter, 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 stutter.
Whoa!
Whoa! Wait, so what? If I would.
Fair start. Stutter. I said Ruben and that.
Wait, what was the question again? Sorry.
So. No, so I'm saying, yeah. Isn't that a bit confusing for the girl? Like, if you're saying, yo, it's like, you're mine, but maybe you're not, like, ready to be serious. Because if it's like a couple of weeks, you're not ready to be serious.
More time, if there's a thing and she's, I'm dealing with it, like, if you're talking about, like, I'm getting serious with the thing, you're talking about.
No, because I don't know when you say it, like, but, like, if you said a couple of weeks, usually if a couple of weeks, you're not really trying to be serious, but you're
when I say a couple, no, sorry, I lied. Not a couple of weeks. It's more like months.
You'd say them.
More months.
Yeah, you're trying to establish.
Man, you know that. I ain't gonna tell you that. You should know that.
You ain't fucking with no other nigga.
You ain't fucking with no other dumb. That's mine now. I own that. That's, you know what I mean? Hold it down. That ain't no games when I'm out here. See you on other niggas on Snap, then dashboard bell, punching your eye.
It'll happen.
I'm gonna have to beat that still. That's violent.
That's wild. That's so wild. Please beep that.
I want to beep that. <at all. laughs>
The views of Rax or Rax, his views is only.
Yeah. He does not express the views of the Spare Chains podcast.
I do.
No, he doesn't.
I do.
He spares his own views. I can't even speak.
What's yours? You're weird.
I'm a bit weird.
You're a bit loopy.
I'm not loopy, I'm just weird.
Loopy stuff. Anyway, if I have to
man's talking for me because he's crazy himself. Anyway, he's been obsessive again.
Yeah, no.
I'm awkward to talk to, and I'm a bit peculiar. So
go on, Fabs.
What was mine again? Shit. What did I say?
What did you say? I can't remember.
Fuck. Oh, I'm very chilled. I'm very chilled out. And yeah, girls like, no, I found that they don't.
I can't really make decisions too tough. Like, I can't make, like, if we're going out to dinner.
Oh, girls hate that.
I can't make a decision. Yeah, I know.
Because they don't make decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they want you to make the
decision. Oh, my days.
It's the longest thing ever.
Bruv. Yeah, you gotta.
I get so many tips about it. So many. Cool, I made all decisions. Just make a simple decision. I say this to my girl.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I know. And you should know.
Bro, I hear that. What's up? I know. You should relax. No, it's like, I don't know why they don't make decisions. Sometimes it's just like, yo, you just tell me what you kind of want to do. We can kind of just go from there. Like, I'm fine with making a decision.
I don't really care.
If you give me like an idea of what you want to do today,
yeah, just calm.
Like, let me know roughly what you want to do today, rather than me going, yo, let's go do that, and then you don't really want to do that. Like, it don't make no sense. Like, but girls are not logical. A lot of times.
Definitely not logical.
It's kind of wild.
It's cool.
Wiggity wiggity with the wild. Less. Anyway, you like, ain't seen Captain Marvel yet, have you?
Nope.
Anyway, so... No, because like, I really want to express this because it's ridiculous, and you lot probably ain't going to watch it for weeks, just like you did with Avengers. So anyway...
Might watch it on my phone like I did Avengers.
You might do.
So. I might watch it on my laptop like I did Avengers.
You lot bugging. Anyway, yeah, so...
With them Chinese creatures.
People throwing popcorn in
them. Walking disrupted the scene. I just about saw Thanos get a glove. Yeah,
I thought the popcorn was a stone. It was the Infinity Pop.
The Infinity Corn.
Nah, so basically, Captain Marvel is, unfortunately, lads, is trash.
Is it trash?
It's trash. It's not good. It ain't good.
Are you reading a whole movie or just saying like this?
I'm just letting you know my review of it.
Is it worse than Venom?
I liked Venom.
I like Venom as well, but
you said it was the worst Venom. So how can you like
it? It was worse.
Because Venom's not the best superhero film. It's good to watch.
It was worse than Venom. I feel that.
I ain't watching that film.
No, you should watch it for your.
I'm watching Captain Marvel.
You should watch it for your own review.
I'll go on YouTube and watch the. No, I watched it. I watched the ending credits and that's it. It will link to Avengers. That's it. Anything that links to Avengers, I'll watch.
It was a decent watch, like overall, but like it was just like it was rushed. To me, it felt rushed. Like. They just done it to like get out of the way to tell this part of the story before Endgame. And it's like, why, like, you should have treated it with more care. Especially it being like, you know how females are popping right now. you know, I mean, they really got the crown at the moment.
Mm. It came out International Women's Day, didn't it?
Came out International Women's Day. It, you know what I mean? Like it, you know, a woman superhero, like a big film, big Marvel film. You think, yo, they will put more care and attention into it. I felt like they didn't really do that. A lot of things were happening really quickly.
Yeah.
And it was just like, yeah, it just wasn't. It just wasn't it. One, there's one part, and this is like, it doesn't ruin anything. Because obviously you know this from like the trailer that she has like memory loss. You know that, right? Like from the trailer. So like,
I don't buy it.
I don't know that either.
Well, if you didn't watch the trailer, then I guess.
Then I don't know the whole one. No.
I don't really care anymore because you said it's trash.
Yeah. So like basically she sees someone that knew her, right?
Mm.
So she like remembers the person. And then so she goes to find them. She finds them. And then they see her. And then, like, they ain't seen her for time. Right? But they're not excited. Like, they're just like... It's like they should be excited.
They ain't seen her for time. But
they're just like... And it just goes to the next scene. And it's just like, they're just chatting. I was just like...
That's weird.
Thing all right?
That's weird.
What's going on, Rev? So, yeah, man. Captain Marvel, for me, ain't it. It's just...
In the list of Marvel films, where would you rank it?
Oh wait, it's low. It's not high. It's not worth watching again.
Is it worse than the first Incredible Hulk film? The first Incredible Hulk film that links into these.
Which one is that?
There's an Incredible Hulk film that links into these films.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's really bad as well.
Yeah, maybe it might. Maybe it's not worse than that. Maybe it is worse than that because maybe just Hulk in general might be better as a character.
Yeah. No, that film comes on ITV2. I don't think it's good.
Nah, it's not. That's not the one.
I don't think it's good. It comes on ITV2 during the day.
During the daytime?
Wow.
That's a Joe Loose Woman.
That's an After Loose Woman. That's wild. That's an incredible After Loose Woman. Yeah, it's not great. It's just okay. Like if you're gonna watch Endgame, watch it because you know what I mean. You just want to have that piece of the puzzle anyway, and like it's just watch it, innit? So watch it on your phone or whatever. Don't go cinema to watch it, even if you get discount.
I was gonna go cinema to watch
You're slaughtering this movie, blood. Just
all right. It's just all right. Like I see better people just like, yeah, it was really good. Like they're forcing it because it weren't.
I'm gonna go see Us instead.
Yeah, Us is gonna be the one.
Us is gonna be great. My review on that will be next.
Jordan Peele.
Mine will be next. It might not even be next
week. Nah, not next week.
I'm going to make sure mine's next week.
So. Nah, man. Watch you later, man.
You don't always watch shit. Nah,
man, don't do that. Give us 2 weeks.
Who am I going to cinema with? Who am I going to cinema with?
Go with your mum.
My mum don't want to go cinema with me. You think my mum wants to go cinema with me?
Go by yourself.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's kind of mad still.
Nah, it's not actually.
Nah, I don't want to do
nah.
that.
Nah. Random question.
Can you not go? Yeah, go on.
I don't know. I think it's last week. You're going to ask. But can you man go to a restaurant by yourself?
Yeah, I was going
to
say that.
No.
You couldn't go to a restaurant by yourself?
No. Nando's I can go, but like if it's like dining, fine dining, I can't do that.
So you can go to a Burger Lobster by yourself?
Nah.
Burger Lobster? No, I can't just sit there.
They had a Steak and Lobster around, like, where I used to work in Holborn, yeah?
Mm.
And... I really contemplating going there by myself just after work on a Friday night.
Oh, that's sad, man.
It's not.
That's a mad sad and lonely.
That's just not sad. No, it's just me winding down for the week, innit?
Nah, man.
It's winding down.
You're going to be one of those lonely guys that just...
I'm not going to be a lonely guy.
Do that, eat that, and then go bash.
I go bash. You're not even mad. But yeah, I contemplated doing it because I wanted to go Steak and Lobster, innit? And then I just didn't... And I'm like,
you can message me, I'll come Steak and Lobster.
I'll come on a Friday.
I'm not with her every Friday. I can come with her.
Most Fridays.
I'm
here this Friday.
But seriously, I actually contemplated doing it, but I never did.
Man can't do that. I can't just sit by myself in a restaurant and just eat like.
Why can't you, man? Be on your phone, just do your business.
Nah, man, I don't.
I like walking now as well.
I love walking because it clears your mind.
Yeah,
I love walking. I used to love walking all the time. I used to walk to West End.
Mm. Bad move.
I'm back.
Bad
move. What?
I used to walk to West End. It's not that long of a walk.
Is that why your feet are like that?
Is that why your face is like that?
Let's wrap this up.
Anyway, let's wrap this up. Have we missed anything? We've missed a lot, but
what we got
talking about better stuff though.
it's nonsense. We can save that for next week.
No, what is it? Oh, my days. Coming out, what the fuck, Young and May.
All right, cool. We'll wrap it up with this, innit? So, call that black.
Nah, you might be wasting my other week still.
For wanting to fuck a dyke?
Yeah.
Can you want to fuck a dyke?
Leave her alone.
Would you find a dyke attractive?
No.
I don't think I could.
Of course you can, because a dyke is a dyke. A dyke is just a female.
It's a female dressed as a man.
No, but that's not always the case.
But they got very
dyke means lesbian.
Let me start. She's got very manly mannerisms.
Yeah, so trying to fuck Young and MA. Young MA is bad. Trying to fuck her.
Young MA is a dude.
She's a bloke.
I think dyke is the wrong terminology as well. I think that's kind of rude. But anyway, a very masculine lesbian would. I don't think I could.
Nah, not like someone like Young MA.
I don't know. Probably not, like, obviously, but like, I don't know. But yeah, like. But if we're talking about Young MA, no one here would fuck Young MA. Like, we want to think about fucking Young MA.
No, that's crazy.
I think
what's Kodak on?
Yeah, she looks like one of the man.
I think he just said it for Bantz, but then she tried to.
No, he's being serious.
No, he took it back though.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Yeah, he said sorry.
He said sorry, but he said sorry. Like,
but have you seen what Kodak looks like?
Yeah,
he looks like a lesbian himself.
He looks so. What's wrong? What is he doing wrong?
I mean, why does he want to like? That's wrong.
Why is that wrong?
Because she's basically a dude.
But that's what he's into, isn't it? That's how he gets his kicks.
Well, he likes dudes.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yo.
She's definitely, like, she's very, very masculine, though.
No, she's mad masculine.
Like, I don't know.
She's much.
I think he was bannering her.
I think he's trolling.
He weren't. He's serious.
I don't believe him.
I think a lot of people
trolling. Obviously, actually, no, sorry, no. He was trolling, obviously.
He said it in the song, though, didn't
he? Yeah, he said it in the song. So he would have to be trolling, but then he backed up by pushing it, and then he said sorry.
But there's
like, that's mad childish like that as well, though.
Mad childish.
There's a thin line between trolling and truth nowadays. Like, people will troll and pretend like it's the truth and it's not the truth. Like, their truth. So anyway,
imagine beating Young MA.
She'll beat you.
Yeah,
her clit's probably same size as your team.
That's disgusting. Whoa.
What?
She must be taking like testosterone or something.
Why? Because she just looks like a proper brother.
She ain't got no titties.
She does. She probably just pads them down.
Imagine every morning strapping on your titties. That's long.
Fuck it, man. Or maybe she just has no titties.
I saw an old video of her and she had titties.
Yeah, maybe she does though. Maybe she just like, maybe they sagged.
What? And she could just tie them to the back?
Yeah. Do you like saggy titties?
I ain't got a problem with them. But I like, yeah.
Hmm?
Like, what do you like?
I like perks. What do you like, perky? I don't like them too big.
I like all kind of textiles.
That's wild.
None of this.
I don't like big nipples.
How did we get here? Speaking of how we got here.
I don't like big nipples.
You did it.
No, you got here. So anyway, we're gonna wrap it up in a second. But I don't like big nipples in proportion to the titty nipple, like nipple ratio.
You mean
like
areola,
yeah, like the colour thing.
Yeah.
I don't like big one of those.
You don't like big one of those.
I don't like a big one of those. It has to be in proportion with the titty. It has to be like Malteser to the big titty.
Fucking hell, bro. Jesus Christ. Well, you know what? Let's end it like this, because we really can't end it like that. End it on a riddle.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So there's a boat, yeah?
There's three racks on them.
What?
There's one chick. Who's going to obsess over the he's going to obsess over the chick more. Racks number one. That's number two or that's number three?
All of them.
Wild.
No one's obsessing over, like, Bobby.
Why are you so obsessed with me? Do, 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 do.
Oh, no, we're done. All right, cool.
Yeah, let's wrap it.
Let's wrap it. Thank you guys for listening to the Spare Change podcast. If we upload this to YouTube, we will make an adequate YouTube channel for you to view this one for your viewing pleasure.
This guy put on the voice.
Yeah, I did put on the voice.
Why don't you speak normally when you ever speak? At least on these segments, why do you ever speak normally?
Because I want to speak clearly.
Oh,
I've got a problem. I mumble a lot, so I like to make sure I speak correctly and clearly. Anyway, to clarify that for you, for my friends that have known, my friends that have known me for 13 plus years. But anyway, please follow us on YouTube when we do make the channel.
Yeah, that's coming soon.
Follow us on Instagram, The Spare Change Podcast. My personal one, LukeCB16.
Rachavelli 5.
Fablo 17.
And yeah, I don't know why I'm closing this week, but thank you for everything.
Close.
But it is what it is. It's fucking
yeah, man. Thanks for listening. All that kind of stuff.
I like that.
All that sauce.
We gone. Bam. Yeah.